Okay. Hey, I'm Carolyn.
I'm Doreen.
We are talking today on how to be inspired without copying. So honestly, you're probably here because you're feeling bad because you're maybe not 100% original. Let's just chill out for a second.
Do that. Yes, absolutely. So,
everyone feels like that and nothing is 100% original, but Doreen, like how can we address like and actually do something about that?
So first of all, you just said nothing is original, so don't feel bad, but also don't be an asshole. Like that's, sorry, pardon my French, but like doesn't mean that you can just copy stuff, but also I don't know if you've ever, I've read this book years ago. It's called Steal Like an Artist. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, you talk about it all the time.
Okay, sorry about that. Anyways, it was a good book. I can't remember specifically anything, but I do know I was struggling with like how to be inspired without copying at that time. Yeah. And then I read it and I was like, oh, this makes me feel so much better. So 10 out of 10, recommend that book, first of all. Yeah. Sorry, that wasn't really part of the plan, wasn't to tell you about this book, but do that. But in the meantime, before you get your hands on that book, I think for me, a really, really big thing as far as like being inspired without copying is finding inspiration from a lot of different places, like not just being inspired from one place or one person. Like that's very hard to not copy, really.
Yeah. Yeah. So like when you say that, you mean like think about books or like when you're out and about doing brainstorms and like Instagram, Pinterest, like 100 different resources in conversations with people, those kind of things.
There's that, but I also want to get down to the real nitty gritty of, okay, so a lot of times when you're actively seeking inspiration, you're working on a project, right? Like you have a launch coming up or you're working on some product development, like you have something, you have an idea and you want to give it some shape, right? Like that's when you're actively like, I need to get inspired. And then you found yourself falling into the trap of copying. I know for me, that's true. Like just being totally frank. It's hard, right? Or like when you're creating social media content, that can be another one where you're like, oh, I love this. And then you want to just like copy paste. And that's, you know,
don't do that.
Yeah. So basically that's what I mean by more sources, like where you're not just looking so that like, let's say you have a product that, you know, maybe a few other people in the industry have done it before, but you're just looking at like one or two other people that are doing it just to see how they do it. Don't do that. Like look at like 20 other people that are doing this if you can find it. And then, yeah, another thing that I will say that really, really helps for that part of it is like separate out the inspiration part from the creation part.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So like, so you can get inspired by these 20 different people sources, or whatever it is, sources. Yeah. But then don't just like sit down and create it right away. Just sleep on it or put it aside and come back to it later.
Yeah. Yeah. That really, really helps. And like, I get it. If you want to take notes on the stuff, you even can do that, but be very careful. Like take skeleton notes as I call it. Like just like the bare minimum so that you get everything that's important. Like so that you're not like launching your thing without like a huge important piece of the puzzle. Yeah. But also like, don't write down their copy word for word, you know?
That's copying.
Yeah, it's copying. So like just taking skeleton notes to be sure that like you're including everything you want to include or, you know, things like that. And then too, like when you do that and then sleep on it, in the back of your brain, like percolates when you're sleeping and it makes it so fresh and fun and like different in the morning. So,
and you can put your own spin on it and make it personal to you and whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a really important part of the process. Like when it really comes down to like, what are the projects that you're doing or the activities that you're working on where you are likely to copy? And for me, that would be product development or like, well, not really social media copy, I guess, but I can see how it could happen, you know? So then I would just say, yeah, like as many sources as possible, separate out the inspiration, take notes if you have to, but you know, don't.
And like short notes.
Yes. Very, very short. And then do the work tomorrow or next week.
Yeah.
You know, once you've had time to kind of let it process. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. I love that.
What about you? Like, is there anything that you're like, okay, this is a little piece of advice that I would give to someone who's struggling with this? Is there anything that comes to mind for you? Or people that are maybe struggling with like comparison too, is kind of the same thing where you find yourself comparing and then wanting to copy people that are doing the same thing as you.
Oh, that is like such a no-brainer to me. Don't follow your competition. Pop in here and there, but don't follow them and actively tune into what you're doing, because even if it's subconsciously, you're going to start copying them. Like, that is just a no-brainer to me.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Like, when I'm following someone who does, like, I purposely don't. And I'll, like, drop, like, if we have a conversation, because I love having, you know, industry peers or, like, other people, because then you can geek out about the same kind of stuff. So I get that. But I'll have a conversation, then I'll message and be like, hey, P.S., I'm not following you because I don't want to copy. Like,
yeah, don't be offended.
Like, that's not, like, it's really not a big deal to not copy. And they'll come back on your radar if it's meant to be. I think it's fine.
Yeah, and then in regards, just because, well, I'm sure you know this, like, you and I have, like, a very creative job, and if I'm being totally honest, like, I'm not inspired all the time, and, like, I can't just, at the end of the month, sit down and knock out 30 days worth of content for 10 different social, yeah, like, it's not realistic for me to do that. So, like, what I do is, A, I look for inspiration all month, like, I'll stumble across things, save it for later, take like little notes. And at the end of the day, like, if I'm not feeling inspired, I'm not going to go copy from somebody. I'm just going to sit down and just like make a messy, messy, rough draft just to get it on paper. And then I'll come back to it later.
That's a really good tip too. Like, just stop second guessing it and just get something out there, even if it's crappy. I always say, and I'm sure I've said this probably on more of these videos, every first draft is perfect because all it has to do is exist. Like,
yeah, and like sometimes, yeah, and when I've been in that state too, where I'm just like, ugh, like, don't get me wrong, I love my job, but sometimes it can be hard to be creative, like, because you're using that part of your brain all the time. But some of my best work has come out of, you know, I'm just going to do this, I just have to get it done, and then, you know, you automatically get into a flow, and it's like, whoa, I'm on fire. Where was this an hour ago?
Yeah, that's totally true, and I love, like, that's the best feeling, really. Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. I love that.
What about you? What do you do to get inspired without actual copying?
I think I want to speak into first what you were just talking about, where you're creating content for a bunch of different people at the same time, and then I'll answer your question. But in regards to that, so I find, like, this is somewhere where, I don't know, maybe we have a bit of an advantage, but I think you can do this across the board, because I've definitely done this for clients as well, like, in the beginning, back when we started, is finding inspiration that's not in your industry, if that makes any sense, right? Like, yes. So we have clients who are in the travel industry, we have nutritionists, like, what else do we have for clients? And I can't think, fashion, skincare, like, all, like, I don't know, all kinds of things. So those are, like, very, very different industries, but a lot of times, like, you can pull an idea for a kitchen company out of a car dealership, right? Like, it doesn't have to be the same. And then it makes it so fresh and fun when you're like, okay, look at this idea. Let's put a spin on it and make this applicable to me and my industry. And that's a really great idea to get inspired without copying. Like, you're copying, but also you're putting such a fresh take on it. And it's, oh, you can tell I'm getting so excited. I love that. I think that's really fun.
I can't believe I didn't think to say that. I literally do that all the time. But,
well, you do, right? Like, you can pull stuff from everywhere. And that's a really, it's such a neat thing, because it does make it feel a lot more original. So yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. What was your question again? Sorry that you asked.
Like, what is a way that you get inspired without copying?
I think for me, it's really comes down to, like you said, I not following competition, like, not worrying about what the other guy is doing, and instead just, like, really putting my head down and being like, okay, so this is my client, having those conversations, having those relationships, and it's so hard to answer, because I get so fired up about this stuff. I'm so into it. Like, I always am. Oh, it sounds so stupid. I'm always inspired. Like, that's not a hard thing for me, because there's just always more ideas. And, like, I used to hoard ideas, because I was like, ooh, I got to save this one until I have it exactly perfect, and then I can put it. No, don't do that. There will always be more ideas. So just, like, fly with it, like, let it go. And yeah, like, put your head down, do your own work. Don't have to look what everybody else is doing, and just, like, look at your client. Like, how can you serve them in the best way possible? And that's, I mean, yeah, that's the idea fountain.
And it's like from your, it sounds corny, but like it's from your heart. Like,
I'm here for the corny. I like it.
Yeah.
It is. No, but it is. And it just, it feels so much better than constantly being like, okay, so I need to make a product. Let me see what everybody else is doing. And then you end up copying. Like, that's just not good. Whereas,
like, it's approached from the wrong angle.
Yeah, like, if you start with, okay, so here's where I started on our latest product. It was, we're booked out, but there's still people that need help with their social media. How can we help them?
Yeah.
That is where it started. And then that's where, like, the idea grows. Like, here are, you know, 10 crappy ideas. And write down your crappy ideas. Like, brainstorm longer than you think you need to. I learned this from Sean West. I'm sure you guys have heard about Sean West. If you haven't, from me, probably. Look him up. S-E-A-N-W-E-S. Brilliant. Oh, I lost my train of thought.
I was listening, I promise.
I know. I'm so bummed. Okay, I'm going to get it back. Go back to where we were.
So, shoot.
This is the product. This is where the product came from, right? The idea came from what my client wanted and how I could serve them. You know what? It's gone. That sucks. This is a really shitty way to end this thing, but it's my thoughts are gone. And
check out Sean West.
Check out plug for Sean West. Go look at his stuff. He's got a nugget in there somewhere.
You can put it in like the notes after.
I can put it in the show notes if I play it back and remember what it was, for sure. That's a good point. Yeah. Everybody always read the show notes because there's going to be extra stuff in there.
Yeah.
For sure. So, yeah, like, is there anything else that you, oh, I had one other thing, and this is not the thing related to Sean West, but it's another thing that you need to know. Okay. So if you see something out there and you're like, this is so amazing. I love it so much. Like, I want to copy it. I don't know how to make it better. Like, you know how you want to put your own twist on it and make it a little bit better. But that's like impossible. I've totally been there. Just give credit, share it anyways, and give credit. Like, you know, you can share somebody else's product. If it's a really great fit for your audience, or, you know, if there's someone who has a really great social media post and you're trying to put your own spin on it and make it better, don't. Like, just put it out there and give credit. Like, you don't always have to make it originally yours. Like, you can still share the goodness, and there's a lot of value in curation as well. So
yeah, and like that goes back to your point about, like, you're there to serve, like for you, like we want to help all these people, so how can we do it? Well, there's already something out there, let's just share it. That's perfect. I love that.
Well, and maybe that's like the biggest gem of a takeaway is live to serve.
I like it. That's literally what Camp Creative is.
Yeah. I think it's good. Do you have any other ones that are like, ooh, we need to touch on this, or we forgot about this? Anything else?
No, I don't think so. I think I said what I needed to say. You?
No, I think we're good. Is there anything that people should do today to get inspired, would you say?
Like, quit overthinking it and just take action.
I love that. We're going to end with that. All right. Have a good day.
Bye.